You're back with Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
Bill and Gloria Gaither are much loved in their presentation of Christian hymns and songs. Here's a great chorus of Victory. In fact, it's called Victory in Jesus.
I've heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
And I've heard about he has built for me in glory. And I've heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. And some glad day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh,
victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is plunged me to victory beneath the glinting flood.
My Lord has gone and so wondrous. And myrrh their texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine. With joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior. His life had also its sorrow sore, for Aloes had a part. And when I think of the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Only his great eternal love made my
George Beverly Shea with Ivory Palaces on Heart and Soul. Another George now, George Edward Oakley, was born in 1832 in North Wales. Oakley was educated at Oxford University and became the rector of St Paul's in Covent Gardens, London. He wrote the words of our next hymn to the tune of Kirwan, the hymn Hills of the North Rejoice, sung by the choir of Guildford Cathedral.
Hi, this is Stephen Curtis Chapman. Why are some people alive to the music of the gospel, while others seem tone deaf to its liberating melody? Do you hear the music in your heart? When you start to hear God's music in your life, something inside of your heart will change. When you receive Jesus Christ into your heart and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, there will be a party in heaven the likes of which we have never experienced on earth. God Himself will dance and rejoice over you. Do you want to experience what it means to have a personal relationship with Christ? Listen to the music of God's Word and start to dance.
I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why He cared. I don't know why He said sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he
Paris with I Don't Know Why Jesus Loved Me, an appropriate thought to end this edition of Heart and Soul. Because he does love you, and if we can help you find that love, write to us. In fact, write to us anyway. We'd love to hear from you. That brings this edition of Heart and Soul to a close. Our speaker was the Reverend David Evans.
If you've been blessed by Heart and Soul, why not drop us a line? Our email address is heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. We have a website. It's heartandsoul.org.au. Or you might like to write to this radio station in appreciation for them bringing us to you. Heart and Soul is an Australian program